and he fled or hid with death in his soul. He thought that they were staring at him because of his old clothes, and that they were laughing at him. The fact is that they stared at him because of his grace, and that they dreamed of him. This mute misunderstanding between him and the pretty passers-by made him shy. He chose none of them for the excellent reason that he fled from all of them. He lived thus indefinitely, stupidly, as Courfeyrac said. Courfeyrac also said to him, "Do not aspire to be venerable." They called each other thou. It is the tendency of youthful friendships to slip into this mode of address. "Let me give you a piece of advice, my dear fellow. Don't read so many books, and look a little more at the lasses. The jades have some good points about them. Oh, Marius, by dint of fleeing and blushing, you will become brutalized." On other occasions, Courfeyrac encountered him and said, "Good morning, Monsieur l'Abbé." When Courfeyrac had addressed to him some remark of this nature, Marius avoided women, both young and old, more than ever for a week to come, and he avoided Courfeyrac to boot. Nevertheless, there existed, in all the immensity of creation, two women whom Marius did not flee, and to whom he paid no attention whatever. In truth, he would have been very much amazed if he had been informed that they were women. One was the bearded old woman who swept out his chamber, and caused Courfeyrac to say, "Seeing that his servant..."